You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Please welcome Lupita Nyong'o. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to be back. And welcome to the biggest movie in America. This is like a run that you are having. I mean, Black Panther and now Us. How does it feel?
It feels really good. I won't lie.
As it should. I mean, Us has really done amazing numbers. You know, what's been particularly impressive about it as well is that it's not a reboot, it's not a remake, it's not a re-anything. It's a completely original film that has blown people away. And I won't lie, I went to watch it in the cinema with my friend. I was like, we're going to do this thing.
Yeah.
And I sat down with my friend Dave and we're like, we're going to watch this movie. And both of us are terrified of horror movies.
Yeah.
And you are one of the scariest horror characters I have ever come across.
Oh, thank you. How sweet.
What was that like for you, though? Because that's a character I've never seen you play before.
I know, and it was a character that I've never seen myself play. This film stretched me in such exciting ways. You know, doing both Adelaide and Red, who are so different from each other, and just accessing that really dark and, damaged part of that character, and allowing myself to be freaky and creative, you know?
Right.
That's what that role gave me, a chance to really be creative and go to places that I've just never been. Yeah.
Right, and I'm not giving away any of the plot that's not in, like, the trailer, but basically we see this family, you know, it's yourself and Winston Duke, and you have your kids and you're on this vacation. And then there's another version of you that shows up, which is one of the most terrifying things, is you looking at you, like the dark side of you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a very powerful message just in that moment in the film.
Yeah, it's about the duality of human nature. You know, we all have a darkness inside of us that we often suppress. And when it goes unattended to, unacknowledged, it can sometimes, you know, rear its ugly head and actually be quite destructive to us and in the world. So Adelaide, she's convinced that something bad is about to happen. And then she's proven right when these doppelgangers show up and ruin her life.
I don't know that my destructive side would want to kill me, though. I feel like if there was like an evil Trevor, he'd come out and be like, I'm evil. Hey, Trev. I don't know. I feel like we'd get along. The movie has you showcasing so many different talents because you're playing a completely different character.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing that, you're not acting opposite yourself because you're not there. You have to be there. And then you, do you ever forget which version you are?
Well, no, because of the hair, you know? The hair is so different.
Oh, so you changed, so you'd be like, this is evil hair, this is, right.
Evil hair is like this. Uh-huh. Well, not evil, I don't call her evil.
Oh, but, okay, that's interesting.
Red hair is right. Like this, and Adelaide hair is like that.
Let's talk about, no, but let's talk about this. Yeah. Why don't you call her evil? Because most people, including myself, you watch the movie and you're like, oh, she's the evil version.
Well, you know, because actually I find that for me, my process as an actor is to find the most human, the most real parts of anybody.
Right.
When we started, I was actually quite intimidated by the genre, horror. You know, it means to frighten, you know, and I had to work on being frightening. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. So I had to like really research what would make someone do the things that this particular character does, uh-huh. and then invest in that. Because labeling the character with those judgmental words like creepy or righteous. Or all that, I think it's a projection of qualities that I don't think that person would feel. I don't think Red would be like, you know, I'm really evil.
Yes.
You know, she would never say that. So I try to avoid that kind of judgment when I'm creating a character.
One of my favorite moments I had going to the movie was we're standing in the cinema and we're lining up to get our tickets. And I overhear one of the people say, well, what's the line for? And then one of the people in the cinema says, oh, that's for us.
Yeah.
And then the guy replies, he's like, is that like a black horror movie? And I was like a black, what do you mean black horror movie? But I understood, strangely enough, what he was saying. Like, some people think the film is like black scary or
right.
scary about a black, but it's not. It's just a story.
Right.
It's a black family.
Right.
And it's scary.
Yeah. And we have black characters at the center.
Yes.
And they represent human beings. They represent all American qualities.
Right.
And it's a novelty to have a black family at the center of a horror film, but their blackness is not in question.
Right.
It's actually just quite unremarkable.
Right.
What's remarkable is the circumstances that they find themselves in. And, you know, there's the duality even in the title of this film. It's us. So when that person said it's for us, it seems in that moment that person who's asking is
yes.
not included,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
And that's what this film is about. It's about if there's an us, there's a them, and what happens when we separate ourselves from each other.
It's a powerful film. It's doing amazing numbers for a good reason. It has people freaked out. You have now done action and horror and drama, which means next up is going to be a musical. I'm excited for you. Lupita Nyong'o, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.